This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus
News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Sean, Jake, Peter Sean, Kyle, Kelly, Jake.
Bien, bien, bienvenue avec une...
I can't think of any French words.
Do you know any French words?
Fromage.
Fromage. Je suis une pomme de fromage. Je suis une pomme de fromage means I am the apple of cheese.
I am the apple of cheese,
or I am the cheese of apple. I mean, there is such thing as apple cheese. It's all sorts of weird fruit cheeses. They're absolutely the worst food in the world.
Blueberry cheese.
Ugh. I've had like mango cheese. That's really disgusting.
I hate cheese.
It's better. Okay. No.
Oh, no. I don't speak Chinese.
It's better than that. I hope to annoy you.
Oh no, don't do that. Don't do that, Shane. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
do
that.
That's what you do in Spanish.
Oh yeah, we do that. Why don't? No, that's not even subjunctive. You only do subjunctive if you're doing like not talking about yourself. So if it's I hope to annoy your mother. It's
fair. I hope you.
It's I know your mother.
It shouldn't be that hard. Just talk about vaccinations.
Molested.
There was a Kieran post in the group last night. It was a picture of a bridge.
Oh yeah.
And it said, "This bridge is 99.987% safe, and I think I'll swim anyway." But that's what I'd say.
Bring it into Australia, your kids can get into public schools.
Disgusting.
No jab, no play. No jab, no job or something.
No jab, no job. That's pretty good, actually. This is just the kind of thing the Australians would come for.
They spiders.
Yeah, they do. Oh, it's too cold here.
I'm not going to sit down. Just keep walking around.
I guess. But I like the echo. And out here, there's just wind. Wind everywhere.
Yeah.
Although, this is... Yeah, this is pretty bad.
I used to record... guitar parts, I just put the amplifiers outside.
Okay.
So when I recorded them, I wouldn't get any echo there.
Uh-huh.
But then you get like birds, so. Yes.
What is actually your favorite episode of recorded?
Favorite one we've ever recorded? Yeah. I really have no idea. Like this,
because
the thing is, there's never been like a whole episode that's really, really good. Like there's always like one moment that's funny, and then the rest of it is just
Yeah, exactly.
There's always this one moment, and the rest of it's crap. So I mean, the one that I've like enjoyed listening to the most thoroughly has obviously been the Switzerland one because it was a surprise for me listening to it.
Oh yeah, I haven't even.
But it's the only one where I wasn't there, so I was actually listening like a listener, which was a really fun time.
You were there in camp.
Well, sure, I did the camping one. Yeah. The camping was not great, it was just me and James, but it was really not very good.
Oh no, there were lots of people there, the kid was there.
The second episode was just me and Keen and James. Bags unsettled me. I don't know why they're there.
Those people have plastic
bags. All right.
That's what I used to do. That's a smart thing. So you don't have to put inside because the first year lockers are rubbing off.
Oh yeah.
So on.
First year lockers are rubbing away.
So guys, how was your Easter? Did you enjoy Catholic festivities?
I did. I went to mass twice.
This is the first year I have not gone to mass.
Well, that's what I say.
Typical Catholics. No, it's completely contradictory to everything that you're taught as a Catholic.
Where's the forgiveness?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why do you go to hell then?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for, that's for people who God don't forget. Yeah,
you murder someone, exceptions,
fairly.
To take Lord's name in vain, you're going to
but, what did the priest teach you in your mass, Shane?
I don't listen really, to be honest.
Do you talk about, like, pop culture to engage with the youngsters?
No, is there a guy called, like, Richard Dawkins?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Basically, what he said was, okay, there's a famous atheist known as Richard Dawkins, or shall I say, infamous.
Oh.
He went on how atheism is wrong and shit.
How is it wrong?
Because it's not Catholicism. Oh,
yeah.
It's so loud in here.
Oh no, this guy, like, properly.
You're wrong.
Huh?
What?
Where are you going?
Right, G-spot it is then.
Well, G-spot's that way.
Oh,
kind of lazy. Well,
no.
I like G-spot. G-spot's so nice. It's only half past. We'll go G-spot for like say 12.
Nice. Oh, it's horrible.
I love it. So, well, we need to get it down.
I went to Sunday, then I went to Friday, then I went to Sunday.
How many Easter eggs do you get actually?
I got two. I got one and I got an Easter orange.
Okay. Owen and I bought a Terry Cavanaugh for Owen's dad and it was on sale. And then we bought a smoking lamp. We went to handing out leaflets for a triathlon.
Terry what?
Terry's chocolate orange.
Oh, it's so good.
So we went to... Where did Johnny go?
Johnny...
wasn't playing the beatball.
He was in the air. He was playing basketball.
That's how he planned.
He's probably
over at the shop. Oh, yes. This is the second home. That doesn't get interrupted anymore. We just stand outside this.
Did you see there was a...
some new G-spot
thing stuff.
There was a thing
event.
Okay. Share on my mom's face.
Do you feel like we're trespassing now? The chair is gone.
My mom had it shared on her Facebook, and it was, there's a new...
Your mom has a Facebook, I'm so...
No, she told me about it, she's like, here, did you see this? And it's like these strawberry sweets that are actually crystal bit.
Oh, right.
And I just thought 21 Jump Street, because that's...
Yeah.
So the strawberries in Manor, they're actually...
There. Wow. No, and so they come in orange, they come in cola. So don't take sweets off.
There's any fun stuff in here.
Weird people.
This isn't Irish school stuff.
Yeah, you wouldn't though.
This is like English scoops. They're all messed
up. Gutenberg or something.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's alright.
Yeah, I know, but it was like an Irish person.
I wouldn't even know how to get them.
It was like an Irish person who shared one of our friends to scare people.
Did I read Casper's response on the podcast yet?
That was so horrible.
I can see what he said.
The first time I read it, I was like, okay.
It was just kind of pretentious.
That's
like
the kind of response you get when somebody calls
us. That is, you know, I know that's like that's what he's probably thinking, and that's what I was thinking he'd be
the
thinking.
Thing is,
you
like,
don't say it. You're more. You
and the thing is, like, I was very nice to him before. Like, I wasn't being obnoxious.
No, I mean, that's a fair. Like, that's the kind of response you get if somebody calls after 5 years looking for money.
Yeah, but like, it wasn't 4 years or anything. Like, we talked to him last year at the Fresh, so. Yeah.
And we're offering him a seat
at the table, as it were.
We're not trying to get him into pyramid scheme. Like.
Yeah, exactly. So, big exciting news this week was Hillary Bold.
Oh, yeah, did you see the font?
I thought I was going to say it.
So brilliant.
I'll tell you, my favorite letter here is. I like the F. I like the G, I like the O.
The T is cool.
The T is cool.
Yeah, it is.
The X is cool.
The L is stupid.
Yeah, the L is stupid.
The Y is rubbish.
I like the symmetrical.
The I is terrible.
I like symmetrical.
I'd say my favorite are probably G and O. I like the ones with the swirl.
Weird.
The Q is weird.
No, the queue is...
The queue is weird because it gets bigger. It's weird. It's interesting.
This is going to be the official font.
Official font, yeah, we're going to have...
I like Jill.
Imagine if they actually did every letter of her name in that font. People would just get a headache.
Well, was there any more uproar after 9/11?
There was barely any uproar to begin with. There was like 5 people on Twitter and you.
Me.
But Hillary Clinton officially announced her running for president, and I was waiting all Sunday for this. I was really excited. Kept refreshing her Twitter every 5 minutes, and she had some stupid tweet about R.I.P. Bobby.
Who's Bobby?
No one knows. Our thoughts and prayers are with your family, Bobby. So and then I go on and I see this, and my heart just leaps and I go, it's Hillary, she's here to save America. And then I see this picture and I scream for half an hour.
Barely half an hour.
So, in 2007.
You posted in the chat, I go, that's 9/11.
Yeah. In 2007, I go on BarackObama.com when he launched his campaign.
Yeah.
I see a form like this. I put in my email address and I press join us. Every day for the past 8 years now, I have received an email from Barack Obama asking me for some contribution to pass some bill or to get him reelected. And oh god, every single day to this day, I get an email from Abby Wick, BarackObama.com.
A personal email.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll have one here. I'll have one here from yesterday. I get one every single day. I get one every single day.
Heard about your dog.
People of America. I heard about your dog.
How's your mom?
Well, see, I have one Hillary for America.
I hope you got vaccinated.
I actually don't have any from Barack. I think Barack has stopped sending out emails because of Hillary.
Wait, who's...
This is crazy. I get one every day, and I haven't gotten one in about 4 days.
Hillary's a Democrat.
Yes, and Hillary and Barack
were
both contenders for the Democratic nomination in 2008, and he just beat her by like 7%.
Joe Biden less. Should be president.
No, he shouldn't.
Joe Biden.
I actually have no emails from Barack for 2 weeks now. I got an email from Tidal more recently than from Barack.
Wait,
Tidal.
Who's running then for Republicans? Is it Romney?
No, he's not running. We've got a couple guys. The only people who've announced their campaign so far are Ted Cruz, who is a climate change denier and is basically just insane.
He's an oil man.
I'll tell you a fun fact about him, though. TedCruz.com was bought up by some anarchists who had this whole Barack Obama support website where it's a support healthcare, support Obama, fuck Ted Cruz. And then the other one is Rand Paul, and he is a libertarian. He thinks the government should be abolished and people should just go around with their guns killing black people and such.
If you are.
So, do the Republicans... Sorry.
Yeah.
So, let's say you have 5 candidates for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a vote on which candidate?
There's the primaries. So, Democratic Party members, you can become one for $50.
Okay.
Like Green Party or Fianna Fáil members, you get to go to the Ard Fheis.
Mm-hmm.
Except in America, you know, there's like a million Democratic Party.
They get to elect.
Is there just 2 parties in America?
No, there's the Green Party. There's like Social Libertarian Party, but they don't have any. They have 0.0005% of the vote. So people ignore them in the elections.
No, do they have a presidential candidate?
Oh yeah, they do. I mean, there's like 7 or 8 people on the ballot every presidential election, but like no one pays any attention to anyone except for the.
So they don't even be in the debate, are they?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not invited by the TV networks because they're boring and they don't have a chance.
So that's sad. Actually.
And Britain has a much fairer system where in the debates you have to include everyone. So like there was a debate last week, so it had Cameron and Miliband and Farage and Clegg, but they also had to invite somebody from the Welsh National Party and the Scottish National Party. And she was pretending, she was acting as if she had a chance of becoming Prime Minister of Britain when she gets 0.01% of the vote.
And Miliband, cool guy.
Is something that no one has ever said.
I don't know, is he a good guy or is he a bad guy?
Oh no, well, I mean he's like there's no cool English politicians. Ed Miliband is the most, let's say, the one I would vote for. He's a ridiculous man. He looks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit. He even admits it. Like I was saying, we're going to the moon, Robert. We're going to free socialism.
What about
social housing for the lower classes.
What about UKIP with his exportation of...
Did she get an outsider just to run?
Well, Farage is a really cool guy, because Farage thinks that everyone who isn't from England should burn.
Yeah.
And he also likes to hit journalists in the face with newspapers,
yeah.
And he likes to shout and rave his fist.
It's amazing how much support he's actually gotten.
I think it speaks volumes about the United Kingdom citizens.
It does.
That he has got risen to his position.
Ireland's not that much from shit hole.
It's really not. I mean, we've never had a Farage in this country. The closest we got was Micheál MacDougall and the Progressive Democrats. In comparison, they're really working. Well, they're all active, isn't it?
We had fat people and drinkers.
We did, yeah.
Biffo.
Real lad from Offaly.
I mean, Biffo seems like a real legend.
Big ignorant.
But anyway, no, Hillary is... Actually, I'm going to play a clip of Hillary's video now. Yes, I downloaded it, especially for this purpose. Alright, so I'm going to play some of the end of Hillary's... She has this whole video, and it's all about... ordinary Americans who are making change in their lives. So we have. So we have all these ordinary
spring.
Americans.
So we're starting to get the gardens ready, and my tomatoes are.
Hillary show. Too late.
It's for 2015 that's going to happen.
I've started a new career recently. This is a fifth generation company, which means
these are all ordinary Americans that we all like and relate to.
It's founded on hard work, and it really feels good to be a part of that.
I'm getting ready to do something too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
There's a load of the iron just comes in like the plane.
So cheesy. Okay.
Oh, it's there. We're coming.
And now, yeah, and I'm going to show you the defeat the Washington
team. You go to the past, a road to yesterday, to a place.
This is an ad that the Republican Party and Rand Paul have put out opposing Hillary.
Represents the worst of the Washington machine. Corruption and cover-up, conflicts
like
of interest, and failed leadership with tragic consequences. The Washington machine is destroying the American dream. It's time for a new leader and a new way. Rand Paul. Rand Paul's plan to defeat the Washington machine? Balance the budget by law. Require Congress to read legislation before they vote on it. Term limits on Washington politicians.
I have a message! A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We have come to take our country back.
I'm Rand Paul, and I approve this message.
It's an actual real campaign ad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Rand Paul's voice, when he says, I have a message, he sounds a bit like Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day, who stopped Phil Murray and goes... He goes, Ned Ryerson!
What if you just get... They should get, like, a petition on the internet just so nobody... Get nobody to vote.
I know, yeah, they should. But, I mean, yeah, the whole thing's a mess. But Hillary is our best bet. And as she said, she's a champion for everyday Americans. I'm empowered by this.
But if she's a champion, why didn't she stop now?
You know how in House of Cards there's three Democrats?
Yeah.
Three Democrats.
Uh-huh.
Is Frank Underwood a Democrat?
He is, yeah.
He is, because if he was Republican as the creator, David Finch, who was it who said it? I don't know, one of the writers of the show said if he was Republican, no one would like him, even though he's a murderer. He'd be even worse if he was a Republican.
Yeah, that's actually true.
To rush Duck Dynasty.
I'm aware. I know that one guy, I think the grandfather, he's like the oldest guy on it, he's always going to these really right-wing conferences giving out about black people taking jobs and stuff. But he also says, you know, all atheists are, you know, should be in lunatic asylums, vegetarianism is the work of the devil.
So you need to bring devil into your argument.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's the Westboro Baptist Church logic, the devil.
Ted, folks.
You know, the Westboro Baptist Church, I have a public phone number, and you can phone them up and chat to one of their members about issues. And I think that is a good idea for an upcoming episode
of
the jail.
There's an interview with a member of the...
I mean, a guy on YouTube, this some like guy in Dublin who's like this openly gay blogger, he did it last week, he got a comment on his YouTube channel by a member, because it's relevant, because he his whole...
Okay, say it.
So he phones up the woman from the West Brothers Church after she left a comment on his YouTube, and he says, hey, and he like puts on this like overly camp voice and like does this whole thing, and she's like, oh, you faggot, you're going to burn in hell. But and he got like a million views off this video. Thinking, shit, we could have done that. I want to call the Lutheran Baptist Church.
Mm.
And have a serious conversation with them.
Mm.
And like ask them serious questions. But I'd have to find the most anonymous phone I could get so I don't get traced back to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Do you know any gay Catholic people?
No. So Game of Thrones season 5 got leaked online.
You did,
four episodes. And I am being a good Samaritan and I'm not watching leaked episodes.
But it's not meant to be available now, but I thought for another like 6 months, is it?
Oh, it's on Sky Atlantic the night after it airs. It's like one of the few shows that is actually up to date. But
is there any other place to watch Game of Thrones apart from...
No. You have to buy DVDs. Or Torrent.
Or Torrent.
Which is what? 9 million people a week do. It's amazing how much money it's able to make for HBO despite the piracy. I mean,
so is it actually a good show?
No. Oh, it's not. It's terrible. I hate it. I watch every episode, but I fucking hate it. It's so boring. Nothing happens. The writing is abominable. There's just like these long scenes with just these actors just staring at them. To the west! And they every like for like 5 minutes they roll out the dragons. They're like, dragons, and the dragons go, and that's the dragon. Use up your CGI budget. It's so boring, but I watch it.
It's better than Walking Dead.
It's better than Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is
so bad.
The Walking Dead is so the finale of the slap. Yes, I never talked about this.
Oh, I watched the finale of 2.5 Men.
Oh.
Oh,
you poor thing.
He comes back.
I get hit by the piano.
That piano bit was returned.
Well, that's the only thing that's even worth watching in the episode, so the rest of
No, what happens? Yeah. The writer, Charlie...
So, Chuck Lorre, the writer of the show, he kills Charlie Sheen, and he goes winning, and then he gets back to piano. But the slap finale, so there's this teenager who's, like, taking photographs, and he attempted suicide, but then he went to court, and he said, the truth is all we have, and then the judge comes up, and she goes, we've sat here for 8 weeks talking about a child being slapped. I have another case about the rape of a 9-year-old girl. She goes, this is so trivial and stupid. I'm like, you're telling me? I just watched an 8-part series called The Slap.
It's just like dissing the entire show.
So it's just the one series.
Yeah. So she found him guilty.
Season 2, another
show. I did away with a full story on BuzzFeed called a sequel show called The Vaccine. Where like the hippie parents are like, no, your child won't get
and someone just gives them a vaccine.
That should have been a TY movie.
The vaccine.
But so in the end, the guy who slapped the child gets found guilty, but she decides not to bother sending him to jail. So he just the jail time he gets is just the time he's already served in incarceration when he was remanded in custody.
Wait,
and
he gets jail time for slapping a child.
Yeah, because the child didn't have the bat in his hand, so it wasn't self defense. Because they found this out in photographs, but he slapped him hard across the face, and like... The point is that the guy who slapped the child beats his wife in private. So he's not a nice guy, so he deserves to go to jail. So he gets away with it at the end of the show. Basically, he gets away with it, right? So then the
that's
parents...
That's just leaving it open.
Parents,
season 2.
So there's no season 2.
That's
parents of the child who gets slapped have social services going to be keeping an eye on them because the mother drinks wine and breastfeeds her son. She's a terrible mother. So at the end of the episode, they're all happy. We see 1 year later, they go to a family reunion. And they're there, and Uma Thurman's character has had her baby, and the boy who gets slapped goes over to the baby, and he's like, about to slap it, and she goes, no, Hugo, and then this happy music comes on. So the guy, Harry, the guy who did the slap, comes in and sees the parents of the child, and they all go, and they're all like happy family again.
Oh dear God.
They never deal with the fact that he beats his wife. He's still with his wife. They never deal with the fact that his cousin was cheating on his wife with a teenager. They never deal with this other guy who was going to commit suicide because he was being cyberbullied. They never deal with any of this stuff.
Deal with the child again.
And like I wanted the show to end with the child slapping the baby, but it didn't happen. It would have been so funny. So it is the worst ending to a show I've ever seen. It is one of the worst television programs I've ever seen. But you know what? I got to review it, and express my thoughts.
Wait, was your mother grandmother because she breastfeeds her child?
She breastfeeds her child while drinking wine.
So it's not just...
Oh, which is like illegal, basically, because you're basically poisoning your child with alcohol.
It's like a load of babies born with heroin addiction every week.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
The Slap is a fucking horrible show.
Did you ever see that South Park episode, Crack Baby?
I don't know what
So charity where you get crack babies.
South Park is quite possibly the most offensive show.
I really don't like it. Like, I love Family Guy, but I can't stand
it. Family Guy.
I love Family Guy. I watch Family Guy every week. It's really great.
Certain.
I just talk briefly about my smoke alarm.
Yes.
You saw this.
So where did you install?
Is that a mission for safety?
You can't watch Family Guy for the plot.
A short film
it's a terrible film. It's a 1 minute film. Joe and I buy the smoke alarm. So we go into Mr.
Where Park. Is the smoke alarm now?
It is out in the hall outside my kitchen. On a hook.
And you got
a hook. Well, there wasn't much getting away.
Shane, what'd you do? We should.
No. We are in here with. Oh, shit. Where's my bag?
He's gonna lock the door. He's gonna be walking. Let's see if he comes.
What were we saying? The bell should have rung by now.
I just got my bag. Should we be listening to
him? I should lock the door on you.
Wait, no.
Alright.
Wait,
is the door left?
Yeah.
I don't know, somebody's going into
their
office.
Somebody passed by.
Yeah. From the other direction. Like. Anyway, I have to shut this down. Shane, read us a poem. Read us a poem.
What poem?
Any poem.
Blue vibe. Blue phone.
Oh, yeah, talk about Luron update. I've died. Luron update. I got my best mile per minute, I think, now. But,
no, you didn't. That was worse. You did 8 minutes the second day.
Last Tuesday, the Tuesday before Easter, I think I got better.
You can meet the cast of the JL show if you come to an event.
Yeah, you can. Or we should do a...
Tony Rookie Challenge.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of it. Tony Rookie Challenge live pod.
No.
You shouldn't take over every event with potting.
No, I'll be like way too far in.
Yeah, well,
see, I'm not gonna do it if I have to like run it myself.
It's 3 points. Oh no, it's like couple hundred people. You won't be last if you run. Like, there's like 50 people who
walk. Yeah.
But you won't be up for me. No offense,
yeah.
But you will.
No.
Like, I can.
Is there like a prize?
So,
yeah, sure.
It's 20 on, okay.
Is there five for, it's a five for juniors.
Yeah, juniors, like a good one.
Alright,
I'm not. If you paid 20 euro, you get free t-shirt and a free vest.
But I don't want to pay 20.
I don't know what the story is.
Shit, I thought it was fine.
But like, I'm sure you could just join and just do your own, but you won't get to come on the party. You won't get a number.
I want a number.
I don't see it.
Anyway, you get a number for your top or whatever.
Alright. 28 minutes. We have to call 1 minute out when we were talking about the priest stuff.
The poem.
Oh yeah, the poem.
What? We need a poem.
The poem?
A poem.
What?
Blue poem. Icy blue.
Francis.
Oh, okay.
You were like the one.
Long hair. Silver mints. I didn't murder him. I didn't see my prince.
We need an episode title. Give me an episode title.
Like, it sounds like every Irish poem.
Give me a priest uncle.
No.
It's like the one part that won't be in the show.
Oh, yeah, I'll go. I want it to be like a long one. I want it to be like 6 minutes.
Hillary Bold.
Yeah, thing is, this is a fact, right? Our most downloaded episodes ever all have Game of Thrones referencing episode titles. It's like a disease. And I hate doing it because it's a terrible show and I hate promoting it, but every time I put a reference in the title,
well,
I'll
put Game of Thrones 40 now. Put Game of Thrones is going to be 40.
I'll just put a Hillary Met reference. Anyway, the 99% was new and noteworthy on iTunes last week without a single episode being released. Just a placeholder.
The only thing there is the placeholder, and the placeholder is copyrighted.
That's not actually
public domain, yeah. All right. Goodbye.
I'm getting ready for a lot of things. A lot of things.
It's spring, so we're starting to get the gardens ready, and my tomatoes are legendary here in my own neighborhood.
My daughter is about to start kindergarten next year, and so we're moving,
yeah,
just so she can belong to a better school.
Mi hermano y yo estamos empezando un primer negocio.
Vaya.
After 5 years of raising my children, I am now going back to work.
Every day we're trying to get more and more ready and more prepared.
The big boy coming your way.
Right now I'm applying for jobs. It's a look into what the real world will look like after college.
I'm getting married this summer to someone I really care about.
I'm going to be in the play and I'm going to be in a fish costume. From little tiny fishes.
I'm getting ready to retire soon. Retirement means reinventing yourself in many ways.
Well, we've been doing a lot of home renovations.
But most importantly, we really just want to teach our dog to quit eating the trash.
And so we have high hopes for 2015 that's going to happen.
I've started a new career recently. This is a fifth generation company, which means a lot to me. This country was founded on hard work, and it really feels good to be a part of that.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.